My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
She's Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Before we get to the article about Nick Chubb, are you packed? Are you rested? Are you ready for Greenbrier?
No, the question is, am I unpacked from Vegas and San Diego? That is the question.
Okay, did you do the laundry yet? Because you're going to need clean clothes at Greenbrier.
Yeah, no, I'm a little bit of a late bloomer when it comes to doing that sort of thing. So no,
I'm the same way, Mary Kay. Don't feel bad at all.
Well, good luck. When are you heading out?
I think it's Wednesday, whatever the 24th is. I think that's Wednesday.
No, very good.
It is barreling down upon us, and it's pretty exciting for fans, I know, to see this thing get underway. I know the players are all excited, and it's just hope always springs eternal at this time of year.
The column about Nick Chubb, the article that you wrote, I think is interesting. He's going to start camp on what list?
He's going to start camp on, it will be the active pup list, physically unable to perform list, which the good thing about that is it gives him an opportunity to be activated off of that list at some point during training camp. Now, I'm saying expected because this is not 100% written in stone yet, but I believe this is how it's going to go. And that's as opposed to the reserve pup list, which means you have to miss the first four games of the season. Now, what this means is if he's in training camp and at some point during camp, he believes and the Browns believe that he's ready to start practicing and participating in team drills, then they can activate him off of pup, let him start practicing. And what that does is it leaves open the possibility that by some slim chance, he would be ready for the opener. Now, if that isn't going to happen and it becomes clear that he's going to need to miss the first four games, then they'll transfer him over to reserve pup at some point before the season, and he will miss at least the first four games of the season. But there is a chance. I'm saying there's a chance that he can be possibly trotting out there with the team on October 8th.
Now, see, that seems incredibly optimistic. I'm really happy about that. I hope it's true. Dan and I have said, Mary Kay, and this isn't anything about his health. It's just that we saw the injury and we know the knee. Dan and I have no expectations for him to even play this year. And we only say that because, okay, that's up to Nick if he's healthy and everything else. We really hope he is and good to go, and it certainly sounds like he is. We had somebody send us an email saying that we're being too negative about that. We just kind of think, hey, this was a serious, serious injury, And because of that, we have no expectations, but boy, are we hopeful. Do you think he will play this year?
I do. I do think he will play this year. I pretty much have no doubt in my mind that he will play this year.
See, that's awesome.
But again, I don't know exactly when that will be, but just knowing how Nick operates and his mindset and his work ethic, I know he's going to be back out on that field at some point this year. Not saying it's going to be easy, not saying it's going to be week one that he's going to rush for 100 yards or anything like that. But I think we've all seen Nick operate enough over these, you know, past 4 or 5 years that we know what he's all about, and that there's no way that he's not going to make it back onto that football field. And to hear, even to hear Deshaun Watson talking about him the other day, the players feel the same way. He is their inspirational leader. He's the guy that makes sure that everybody else is working overtime on their own rehab. And I don't know that the Browns would have made the playoffs last year without having dedicated their season to Nick Chubb.
Mary Kay, it's sounding like we're going to have a whole bunch of people showing up to the Greenbrier on Wednesday, including yourself. Do you believe Amari Cooper will be there as well?
I'm going to say yes right now, because I do think that there is a path forward for these two sides. I think they can find something that works, even if it's not the long-term thing that they might ultimately do. I think there's a way to get him into camp and to have him be reasonably happy enough with the situation, and for it to be sort of a win-win for now, and then they can all revisit it at a later date if it comes to that. So I do think that, you know, that will happen. Now, is there a chance that the leverage of the beginning of camp is what everybody needs to get this done? That's a possibility. So if it doesn't, you know, if he doesn't show up until June 26th, the second day or the third day or something like that, then, you know, maybe there's a world in which that happens. But I just feel like they like Amari too much, and he loves this team too much for this to linger on longer than it needs to.
I hope you're right about that. He's clearly you know, the top-notch wide receiver. Earlier in the week, Brandon Ayuk of the 49ers comes out, and the word is that he has put in a trade request. You wrote it. We said it. If you're Andrew Berry, you've got to make a phone call there and at least check things out. Don't you, Mary Kay?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And it took me 10 seconds to decide I was writing that column. Because absolutely, when a player like this comes along and he might be available, and you also have something to potentially offer in terms of a suitable replacement, you know, in the event that they were looking to replace him with the number one receiver, even for a short period of time, you know, it just makes sense to at least make that phone call and see if there's anything that you can do. And it's not that, I mean, I'm amazed at Amari Cooper and his ability and what he's been able to do for this football team. But if you don't want to be paying him long term right now, perhaps you wouldn't mind paying a 26-year-old version of an Amari Cooper, somebody of, you know, that ilk, of that elite level. So I think it's worth looking into. From everything that I've heard, you know, the 49ers have no intentions of trading him. I talked to one team that did toss their hat in the ring, make that phone call, and said not happening. The 49ers said they will not do it. But you just never know. Things sometimes do change in these types of situations. I'm sure what will happen is the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, the Cleveland Browns will pay Amari Cooper, and then the two teams will meet in the Super Bowl and let the best man win.
Oh, I love that one. That's terrific. See, you're thinking the same thing that I was thinking. Okay, Amari contract, Brandon Ayuk contract, that works. Amari goes in, helps the Niners, they'll be just fine. Would the Niners have any interest in an Ayuk for Jerry Jeudy and other things? I mean, would Jerry Jeudy intrigue them anywhere near as much as Amari Cooper would?
You know, I never really thought of that. I'm not really sure about that.
Younger and under contract already.
Yeah, younger, under contract, and definitely with some really good upside potential. I don't know. I think the Browns are happy with Jerry and what they were able to get with the price point at $17.5 million. So I don't see them at this point moving him. But, I mean, you never know. Like I said, it's probably not going anywhere anyways. The phone call, if they made it yet or when they make it, it's probably not necessarily going to be a long phone call because truly it seems like the 49ers are not willing to do this. But if Brandon Ayuk is digging in his heels and is adamant and isn't going to come in unless they pay him, whatever, $33 or $34 million a year, then, you know, maybe that starts to change things a little bit. So we'll have to see where this is going to go.
Eric K. Cab at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, you were at the 7-on-7 kids event that Deshaun Watson did. How did Deshaun Watson look to you? How did Deshaun Watson sound to you?
Well, he sounds very, very confident and upbeat. He's so excited. I think it really helps a player's psyche when their body parts that they rely on do, you know, when those body parts do what they're supposed to do. And when he went
when
out
they
there,
work.
Right? When he went out there in minicamp and was able to unleash 50-yard passes, you know, that changes the mood a little bit. And you never really know how that's going to go until you can do it. And the fact that he's been able to do it, and I've witnessed it with my own two eyes, he's buoyed by that. He's very, very upbeat. He's very excited, very happy, more confident than I've seen him probably heading into any of the other seasons, although he's always pretty confident. So I think that the Browns feel great about it. He feels great about it. And he's ready to roll, and no one is anticipating really any setbacks or anything like that.
It's really intriguing to me, Mary Kay. You look at our division, and you know you could make the argument that the other teams in the division have a better quarterback situation, if for no other reason than availability. You know, I think Joe Burrow is a terrific quarterback. There's no question Lamar Jackson is. Russell Wilson was not good in Denver. They got rid of him, but he shows up when he plays. If Deshaun can be on the football field for, what, 15 games? I think that changes, and I think that answers an awful lot of questions. We'll find out whether he can play or not. My hope is that he's just able to get out there on the football field. And because of what you said, you know, with everything looking good, feeling good, we all expect that to happen. And if that happens, I'm really curious to see how good he can be. How good do you think he can be if he's able to be on the field?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, I always wondered what was going to happen with this shoulder surgery because, again, we've said this so many times, there is no precedent for it. So we can't look to the last five guys that have gone through this and say they all came back just fine. They came back stronger. They won Super Bowls. There are no stories like that. I can't find them if there are. And so I never really knew how this was going to look. But now that I have seen the way that ball is coming out and I've seen the way that he has healed, I think Deshaun is one of those players, and there are a number of them who are amazing healers. Nick Chubb is another one of those players where their bodies just have this amazing capacity to heal and heal quickly. And I think Deshaun is in that camp. And I just think that now I do feel more optimistic for the Browns and for their fans that he's going to be okay and that he's going to make it through this season. So I think that Browns fans should just go ahead and get excited because he's going to start that opener, and if all goes well, he'll go all the way to the finish.
Enjoy your last weekend before you start working like crazy.
I will, and I'll try to get packing.
No, don't. You at least until Tuesday. If you start before Tuesday, I don't know what to tell
you. You know, the Greenbrier is expensive. They'll do your laundry for you.
That's valid.
Think about that.
Oh, yes. I'm going to sign up for that service immediately when I get there.
Thanks, Mary Kay. Appreciate it.
Take care, Mary Kay.
Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Optimistic news from Mary Kay about Nick Chubb. What do you think about that? Dan and I have no expectations. Not that we don't think he's going to play. We just kind of think it's unfair to expect anything out of a guy who's coming back from a major second knee reconstruction. But man, he seems determined. What do you think? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.